Airs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. But if you'll stay on track with it, I mean, let me get a little biological here with you. When people get married and want to have children, and they're trying to have children, doesn't mean they're going to have children on the first try, or second try, or third try. Conception takes place at a particular time. When we get into spiritual things, it's like Sarah. It says, Sarah found through faith. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
Sarah received strength to conceive.
Yeah.
Amen. Through faith. Amen. We talked about last time how important it is to mix faith with what you hear. Don't just be hearers. Mix faith with it. Look at your situation in light of what you hear and mix faith with it. Say, that's me. I got victory. That's my victory right here. That's when you conceive. See, it takes faith to conceive. Otherwise, we're just talking. You're just, you know, wasting your breath. Remember how we talked about grammar and how every word of God is inspired? And how important it is for us, made in the image of God, as we breathe into this realm, you know, the breath, our words, and our breath, a part of us goes into this realm. When we partner with God's word and what God said, us and God, it's like Adam naming the animals. Wasn't guessing. He was partnering with God and speaking what God's heart was. See, he was connected to God. He wasn't separated from God. So he was, you know, him and God were one together. It was Adam that was given the dominion in the earth, but it wasn't apart from God. And so as Adam spoke, he was speaking what God wanted into the earth realm.
Amen.
And when we take the word of God, whom God said, of which will not return unto him void, and we put it in our mouth mixed up with faith, and speak it into this realm where we've been given dominion, now we manifest a kingdom. Because God's word is coming into this realm as we speak it.
Amen.
Does that make sense to you?
Amen.
That's why it's so important to be wary of what you say.
Amen.
You know, what you habitually say.
Amen.
Habits become habitations.
Amen.
Your habits. That's your habitation. That's you. That's where you live. Oh, that's just a little habit. No, that's who you are. Okay, let's get back to this. Every created thing vibrates and releases a sound and also interprets vibrations and sound. Whether they're animated or inanimate. Now, in verse 2, the latter part of that verse, the Spirit of the Lord began moving over the waters of the deep. That word moving is interesting. Because he wasn't just, you know, checking stuff out. Just moving because he could move over the deep. No, that word is in relation to a mother hen to her eggs. Now, understand what a bird, most bird, I guess all bird species, I have to do a little deeper study on it, but bird species, they will flutter over their eggs. They don't just sit them, they flutter because they're sending a vibration. See, there's a little eaglet or chicklet on the inside of the egg that is of the same vibration. Amen. And what it's doing is sending a vibration that's warming it, that's causing life to come to it. See, deep calls unto the deep. It ain't just warming it. It's fluttering over it. That word move upon the face of water, it means that the Spirit of God was fluttering. It was fluttering over the deep. It also means to brood, to hover, or to shake. It means to have caring superintendence over an object, like a bird over her egg. See, the bird, when it broods or flutters over its eggs, it creates the right temperature and the right atmosphere to aid in the hatching process. There's a vibration that's released. Well, without it, they wouldn't hatch. You take an egg from there. You know, you get the eggs out the. You get them and put them in the fridge. They ain't hatching. But the mother, you understand? There's a vibration that's sent, the right temperature, the right atmosphere that aids, because it's the frequency is sending to it, and it aids in bringing that life forth. All right. Now the Spirit of God was brooding upon the water. Well, let me go back to the bird here. And I have notes here, but I'm just pulling things out of my mind too. But the bird, when it releases the heat through the wings, you know, it'll flutter over the eggs. When it does that, it produces that vibration, vibratory motion. In other words, it's vibrating over it. You know, everything's vibrating anyway, but now it's channeling it or aiming it to the egg. And what happens, it causes the life in the egg to respond. Amen. This is you know, no deep science. I mean, they, you know, farmers can probably tell you that, but it's a reality. How eggs are hatched. They don't just hatch. Just not in this instance. It's they're brooding. Amen. Now, when the Holy Spirit was moving upon the surface of the deep, let's take it back a little bit, because there had been a catastrophe. God didn't create it void and without form. It had to do with the rebellion by Lucifer and the destruction of everything. And so now Holy Spirit was brooding over the surface of the deep. He wasn't just surveying. Listen closely. Because everything had been destroyed by God, he was releasing his power. The Holy Spirit was releasing his power throughout the deep, throughout the earth. Okay, he was releasing. Fluttering. The vibration of the Holy Spirit was going throughout the earth. All right? Do we have that? Like the mother hen in fluttering over her egg, as Holy Spirit was fluttering, I'm going to use that way, he's moving, but fluttering, not just surveying, but fluttering, He was giving life back to that which had died. Okay? He was fluttering. I like to do that. He's fluttering. He wasn't just checking things out. He was fluttering. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the deep. He was giving life to that which was dead. Now listen, this prepared the earth for God to speak. He was preparing everything for God to speak again, to restore everything again. So we see next that God spoke, light be. And suddenly there was light. Why? Because the Holy Spirit had revived everything in the earth again. All the substance for light was there now. Understand something. Every blessing, everything we will ever need is here. The substance of it is here. What it's waiting for is the vibration. You know, you have a distinct destiny. I'm talking about you individually. We do corporately, but you have it individually. Your fingerprints are like none other. Isn't that amazing? Nobody ever had your fingerprints. Nobody ever will have it. How could that be on this little old index finger? Nobody's print ever be like mine. I mean, how much room you got on there? Seriously, your eyes, the print of your eyes, nobody will have the same thing. Nobody will have the same smile. Now, there may be people that look like you. They ain't you. They're a poor copy. You're the original. God made you an original. Amen. Come on, come on. See, but there's distinctly, I said distinctly something for you that the universe has. I said for you. A portion, an assignment, someone that you're supposed to influence, something you're supposed to change, something you're supposed to invent. I'm talking about you individually. Look at somebody and point at them and say, you. Come on, tell them, you're the one. Not somebody else. Amen. You have it. Tell somebody, you got that it. You know, when you meet people that got that it, or see, all of us have the it. It's just some people are letting it out, and some people are boxing it in. They hiding it. That it makes you shine. That it'll cause you to light up a room. And I ain't talking about you got to be talking loud and saying nothing. No, they don't mean that. It don't mean that you have to be outspoken and all that. No, it's not charisma. It's not personality. I'm not talking about that stuff. That's on another level. I'm talking about it. When it is coming out of you, you ain't got to say a word. You just show up because all the vibrations recognize it. Somebody walking in their destiny. Somebody walking in the spirit. That's why Jesus changed atmospheres. Yes. Everywhere he went, atmospheres changed. Yes. Do you know what you carry changes the earth that you walk on? Yes. But see, people ain't aware of that. Amen. They're just trudging along.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.